KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When I was a kid, the rule in my house was simple and clear. When I got home from school, I was supposed to start doing my homework. What I wasn't supposed to do, and what I in fact ended up doing most days, was to turn on the TV set and sit, slack-jawed and lethargic, in front of a few hours of Gilligan's Island and Bewitched. Now, since I grew up to write and produce TV for a living, I can make a solid, though preposterous, argument that all of those hours procrastinating, ignoring my schoolwork and other responsibilities were a kind of career training, like medical school or law clerking, and I have actually taken this position with a straight face in the ensuing years, and almost no one accepts it, least of all my mother, because she knew, even if she wasn't home, that I had been sitting stupidly in front of the TV set all afternoon. I mean, I could hear a car pull up outside or her keys rattle in the door lock, and I'd scramble to the TV and hit the off button and then scramble back to the table where I had already arranged books and notebooks and pencils in an unconvincing still life. I'd bury my face in a book and barely acknowledge her as she entered the room, looking up, leery-eyed, with a pencil in my mouth, as if working on some particularly challenging math problem. But electric things, as I learned over and over and over, get hot when they're in use. Laptops, tablets, small game players. If you have to plug it in to make it work, it's gonna start getting warm. So it was easy to tell if I had spent the past hours with Thurston Howell III because the top of the TV set was hot. Samsung, the South Korean mobile phone behemoth, has learned the same lesson. Its signature mobile device, the Galaxy Note 7, introduced with fanfare and the anticipation from some in the financial markets that it would be a powerful competitor to Apple's profit powerhouse, the iPhone, has been recalled because it gets really, really hot. The problem, of course, is the battery. Something in its engineering or manufacture causes it occasionally to explode, leaking caustic acids and flaming ooze. And we're surprised by this piece of engineering and technology flaw because in many ways we've become spoiled. We expect miracles from our devices. They should work instantly and without hiccups. They should connect us to anyone on the globe. They should entertain us when we're bored, and they shouldn't, you know, explode. But the truth is, ever since someone cast shadow puppets onto a bare wall or told a story to an audience that was gathered around a campfire, things that entertain us have been catching fire and exploding with a predictable regularity. Most of the films made worldwide before the beginning of the 1960s were shot on silver nitrate stock, which is a highly volatile and extremely inflammable material. The problem was silver nitrate film renders the very best black and white image. I mean, the blacks are deep and true and the whites are clear and glowing. And when projected with a white hot projector's bulb, the picture on the screen takes on a silvery dimension, hence the phrase the silver screen. But once it starts burning, it's awfully hard to put out, as many Hollywood studios discovered watching their film vaults and priceless prints of now lost motion pictures go up in thick clouds of acrid smoke, and there were fires in movie theaters too, claiming dozens and dozens of lives. The rule, which we consumers of the newest and latest entertainment devices keep learning, is this: that whenever you combine a volatile material with a blazing hot power source, you're asking for trouble. Silver nitrate film running through a projector lit by a white-hot incandescent bulb is not unlike combining an electricity-hungry mobile device with a rechargeable, powerful, embedded battery. Look, we'd love to be entertained, but it will always come at a price, as my mother taught me years ago when she put her hand on the TV set and felt the heat. Later, I felt the heat too, but in a different way. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will become regulars for KCRW.